Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody needs one night to go out in style. Try on a little spotlight for a little while. I'm talking fancy where the food ain't fast. Two forks, two knives, Bud Light and glass. Rent us a car, show up late, valet the track. Credit on my cards, money in the bank, at least for tonight. Keeping my shades on. I heard he talked Timberlake. Cause I'm smooth when I move. I'm out of my league but confident. I've had high life but not like this. A good old boy could get used to keeping my shades on.
Welcome to another edition of What Goes With Murph. Today on the show, we have super talented singer-songwriter Adonica Knight with us.
Hey there!
Well, I talk with Adonica about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. As usual, I have my lovely and talented co-host slash work wife in with me, so let's get to it. And we've got Adonica on the line with us. Hey, Adonica, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good over there. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for doing this today.
Hey, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
We always like to start out every single interview to the same two questions. Kind of just introduce yourself and tell everybody how you got into this whole music business thing.
Yeah, so introduce myself and how I started in the music business. Okay. My name is Adonica Knight. And I'm from the beautiful state of Alabama, born and raised in Montgomery area. And I just love singing. It's something I've done since I was wee little. But growing up, I pursued sports, and I loved school, and I loved my friends. And singing was always just this, for me, that I loved to do. And it was a passion of mine. And as I got older, I went to college and I went to Auburn University and I started studying special education and exercise science. And I was singing at church. And it hit me that I got to pursue music as a career because that's my passion and that's my calling. So 5 years ago, I started in this cover band, and I realized how much I loved singing with a band and being on stage, and then I decided I wanted to start writing my own music. So that led me to writing and led me to Nashville and led me to Los Angeles and to Atlanta and all sorts of different places, and I've just been very blessed that this is the path that I've started down, and it's a big old journey, and I look forward to where it's going to take me.
Awesome. Before we go any further, my buddy Chris Top wanted me to tell you hi.
Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, tell Chris I said hi.
Yeah. He runs his own radio show, the Chris Top program. So he wanted to tell you hi. Yeah.
Oh, tell him. Well, he might be listening to right now. So, hey, Chris, thank you so much. I got to talk to him before, and he's such a hoot, and I had a good old time with him.
He's awesome, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. He is. He's a nice fella.
Yeah, this a radio thing. I've been doing it for about 4 years, and I've met a bunch of really awesome hosts and people behind the scenes, and they've all just been incredible. It's just like a big old family.
Yeah, I tell you, I've been very blessed to meet a whole bunch of different people that if I wasn't doing music, I would have never met them. And it's cool listening to their stories and their journeys.
Exactly.
And everybody has their own journey. And everybody's different.
Exactly.
And that's what's so special and unique. And
mm-hmm.
I hear you.
And it was pretty natural for me to get into radio because I love people. People are very, very interesting to me, which is probably why I majored in sociology in college. So,
yeah, I tell you, I studied a lot of psychology as well. I didn't. I love people. I listen to audiobooks sometimes when I'm just driving down the car. I like to listen to psychology books, and it's just amazing how the world works. And now we all look at the same moon. Even if you're all the way in China and I'm all the way in Alabama, we all look at the same stars. And it's a beautiful world we live in.
I'm going to turn things over to my co-host now, and she may have a few questions for you. Em?
Well, I always have things to say. I mean, you've been doing this with me for how many years? So,
I've been
singing
since I was wee little, but pursuing this as a career for five.
Well, okay. So, I have a question really quick. Did you finish, did you get a degree, or did you just decide to go do music full time?
I didn't finish. I was there, and I did a lot of online whenever I left, because education is important, and having your degree is really important, and I have 1 year left. Schooling. So whenever that time comes when I get back into doing schoolwork, every now and then I'll try to do an online class, but my schedule is just, it's hard to pack everything in these days. And I have not finished, but it is important too.
Yeah, I just started last fall. I'm only 18, so I just started actually in January, not last fall. So eventually I'll have a degree. It just may take a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so since you're a first-time guest, we always talk about just a few things to let everyone get to know you. So what are you currently listening to? What are your favorites right now? And what are you watching on TV right now?
Oh, geez. I watch Netflix whenever I have time. And I like that TV show Baby Daddy, just silly comedies that are short, because I don't watch a lot of TV, but if I do, I'll just watch a 20-minute episode of something, or Cheers is what I've been watching lately.
I love Cheers. I've seen, like, every episode.
It's so funny. I don't know why I haven't seen that until recently. But I just started on it because my Baby Daddy ran out of episodes, and so did Young and Hungry, and all my silly little comedies they're done. So it's like, I got to start on something that has a lot of episodes. So I started watching Cheers, and that's a really good TV show.
That's how I am with Friends. Friends is like background noise for me because I've seen them so many times. So if I need to study or something, I'll turn Netflix on and just pick a random Friends episode, and it's like white noise because I already know what's happening. But yeah, I'm the same way. I love Netflix. Got a rest with Netflix. And what about music?
Oh, I love so many different things. It depends on my mood. And lately, I've been on this radio tour, and I've been in the car a lot. So it goes from anything and everything. I'll start listening to Journey. And then I'll start listening to 90s pop, and then I'll listen to classic country. It varies all over the board.
I'm the same way.
My favorite singer. I'm in the car like 8 to 10 hours a day. So I'm listening to a lot of music now and listening to my audiobooks some more too.
My phone. And pull up my music on my phone. You'll get everything from new country to rock, to a little rap, to a little, you know.
He listens to All for One.
My music.
Everyone. Just in case anyone's curious, Cody listens to All for One. I actually did go through.
That was just two songs, Emma. That was two songs.
Oh no, I'm not judging, but. We started the iTunes family where you can share music, and I was going through his music. He's so eclectic. Like, I thought I was the same way, but he is definitely all over the map. So, I'm the same way. Are you one of those people in the car where the radio, you can't leave it on one station, like you don't like the song and you have to change it, and you get through, like, Are you one of those people, Donica?
I am one of those people that pushes the scan button, and when I hear something that comes on that I like a lot, then I'll push stop and I'll listen to it, and once it turns on to something else that I'm not feeling, I push the scan button again. And I've been listening to a lot of the public talk radio as well.
I'm a faithful aux cord user. I like to plug my own stuff in because the radio doesn't tend to suit me because I have to change the station too much. So I just plug myself in and go to like Spotify. But okay, let's see. What's another fun question we always ask? Oh, here's a good one. If you could meet anyone famous, dead or alive, who would you choose and why? That's a really hard
one. I'm going to say Bonnie Raitt, because that's my favorite vocalist of all time. And I know if I meet her, it's just going to be a big bluff fest. I'm going to freak out. And she's
my favorite
singer.
Good choice. I love her too. She's definitely in my top five favorite all time. Like, I love Martina McBride is one of my favorites, but Bonnie Raitt's up there. Like, I love her too. You're like the first person to mention her, so you're my new favorite.
Yeah.
Nobody ever talked about
amazing.
Her.
She's amazing.
I know. I love her so much.
Me too. I am a Bonnie Raitt freak, and I know a lot about her. And I love her voice. I love how she sings, and she's so soulful and real and raw.
I tell her all the time, I wish I could sing like that, because, I mean, I sing, but I don't, I'm, like, not Bonnie Raitt, of course. I was like, I wish I could sing like that. She's like, the only way you're ever going to sound like that is if you start smoking a pack a day now and you give it 20 years, because your voice is too neat and clean for that. And I was like, well, I'll just do my thing, because I don't think that's, you know, the best choice. But I always am so jealous of that soul, because I don't have that yet. Probably won't, because my voice is very neat and clean. So I love the way that her voice is raspy, and her voice is very unique.
Yeah.
I'm glad I found another Bonnie Raitt fan girl.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I'm admitting this. I can't believe that I'm admitting this, but there's actually a video up on YouTube of me singing with a live band.
There is.
Out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I made him put it there. So if
what?
You would like to see it, you can hit that up. Everybody, I'm going to get this, the PSA. There's a video of Cody on YouTube. Search Cody Murphy. He stopped loving her today. Or just search Cody Murphy and you can find him on there. He is on YouTube.
Yep.
I made him do it. If anybody has not seen it, you are all welcome.
Oh, now the word is out and the world is going to watch.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
But
okay.
The first time a video of me that you have up here, is we'll have to have a serious talk because he's got video of me that I don't even know about.
It'll be my death. I know it'll be my death.
First time a singing video of me appears without permission, he might, you know, nobody will hear from him for a while.
I might not be here anymore.
Yeah.
That is
trust
funny.
Me. I know what buttons to push and not to push with him. Trust me, I know that.
Oh, we've been at this forever. We don't really not like each other, I promise. We're like best friends. We just pick at each other. It's
we're
great.
Like, yeah, it's
how
a very dysfunctional kind of, yeah.
That is a funky girl. Yeah. I can tell.
Yeah, I have a lot of attitude.
She
he
is.
He got used to
I
it
agree.
A long time
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, if I get used to
but
it, pretty
you
much.
You like Bonnie Raitt, and you like, who's another girl that you like, or another singer that
my
you enjoy.
My favorite is Martina McBride. Love her. And I love Sarah Evans. I saw her live a few years ago, and she's amazing. And she's an Alabama girl, too. I love Adele. That's so off the... Sarah Evans. Yeah.
Cool.
So I love Adele. I love Adele. She's way out there from the other ones, but I love her so much. So there's
oh, my gosh. She's not. She's just on her own pedestal, you know? She's freaking Adele.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
She's like
she's
her
that
own,
one artist.
Like, yeah. And I love Cher, which is totally unlike the other choices I think, but I love Cher. Like, I just love that she's all about empowering women. Like, I'm so on board for that. So, but I love Adele. Like, she's probably my favorite singer, just, like, standalone because she's not even it. Like, I feel like she's in her own genre. So she's probably my favorite. But I love Martina as far as country because I want to be her just for a day, not forever.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm going to steal one of your questions here, Emma.
What?
He's going to steal
one of
your
questions. All right,
yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
I get you later.
Okay. I'd say you're stuck on a desert island, okay? And you can only take three items with you. What would they be?
Three items with me. I would have to take a blanket. I am I have this blankie and it's soft and fuzzy. I love my blankie. And if I could take I'm going to take somebody else with me because I would like company. I don't want to be on an island by myself. So I'm going to snag somebody to go with me so I got company and I have my blankie. And can I go ahead and vote that whoever's with me can be a hunter and a chef all in one?
There you go.
Alrighty. Yeah.
And then a guitar. I'd like a guitar. That would be my three choices. Blankie, a guitar, and this. Somebody to come with me that's a really good
somebody
hunter.
Somebody who won't drive you crazy.
That too.
Okay. This next question, I have to ask it because if I don't, the person that gave me this question will probably kill me.
You gotta ask it.
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
You know, it was weird. I was talking about that last night with a friend of mine. And we were just talking about careers and just life in general. And everybody knows that everybody's done something that they wish they could go back and change. And There is some things I'd love to go back and change, but then again, it's like, no, I wouldn't because that's what formed me and made me today. So, no, I wouldn't go back and change anything. I love the path that has been given to me and the choices I've been made and the people that I've worked with and encountered and people in my life. And that's just made me more of who I am.
Awesome. Let me see if I have anything else for you. I know M's got a lot of stuff. So, M?
Okay.
You can take it.
Well, all right, fine. So is there somebody that you would love to work with that you have never had the chance to, like, in your future, that's, like, bucket list item?
Well, Bonnie Raitt, for sure. But producer, I'd love to work with Mutt Lang. I have a thing from Mutt Lang. He did Shania Twain's record. He did Def Leppard. And he's just, he's an incredible producer, and I'd love to work with him. He likes big old rock guitars, and I do too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, okay, do you have any memorable backstage stories that are funny or just stand out for you that you want to share?
Oh, geez. Memorable backstage story. All right. Well, I'll just tell you a story that pops into my head real quick. I was down in Miami, and when you're playing for a couple of hours for a crowd, sometimes they'll make requests. And I had some girl that kept requesting Fancy. This was a couple of years ago, and she just kept saying that she wanted to hear Fancy. And I told her, I said, I got you, girl. I have got you. And it was several of them, because when that girl said, hey, I want to hear Fancy, they were all were ganging up and saying, Fancy, Fancy. So I got so pumped that I told the sound guy, I said, we have got to play Fancy because they want it really bad. So I whip out Reba Fancy, and I get it going. And this is at a wedding reception. And start playing Fancy down Miami area. And then they all run over there, and they're like, what are you playing? I said, I'm playing Fancy. I got you covered. And I said, no, they wanted Iggy Azalea or Iggy song. I'm so fancy.
Yeah.
You all ready? And I said, you asked a Southern girl to play Fancy. I'm giving you Reba. Your fault.
Yeah, that's what everyone thinks.
Yeah.
It was just
that's
funny because it was at a wedding. And then it was like, that's not the song that you play at a wedding. But I thought they wanted Fancy, and that's what I was giving them. Little did I know that there was another song called Fancy that was.
But you gave them a little bit of an education, so that's nice.
Yeah, I did. They will never again ask a country singer to
sing
play
Fancy.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
I wanted to talk a little bit about your music. You just released a EP a couple months ago called Can't Buy a Southern Girl. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, I released it on St. Patty's Day, March 17th or 18th. And it's the first record that I've wrote everything myself. I put out an album before 3 years ago. And I decided that I wanted to do one myself where I wrote everything, because what I had learned from my first album was that even though there was 12 songs on it, there's only one that I wrote, and that was my favorite song to sing live. And all the other songs, I loved them and I believed in them, but they were, I was new to the business and I did not write them. And so this album is special to me because I wrote everything on it. And there's another bonus track called Blood on My Boots that's out there as well that's with this album. And it's all on iTunes and Amazon, and it's on my website and on my Facebook page. And you can see videos on YouTube. I've done two music videos for some of the songs. For Love Enterprise is the first single that I pushed on this record. And I've been putting it on a radio tour, and it's starting to chart, and it's real exciting being out on the road and seeing the progress being made, especially doing everything independently.
Awesome. And I'm one of those people that I love music, obviously. And I kind of like to pick singers' brains just a little bit. So What is the songwriting process like for you? Like, do you come up with the lyrics first and the melody, or how does that work?
Well, number one, I'm excited because I know that I'm a baby when it comes to songwriting, and that it's a full journey, and I got a lot to learn, a lot of schooling in that. But it happens in a lot of different ways. I get inspiration through poetry. Sometimes I'll just sit down and start writing poetry, or either if I'm riding out in the car, I'll get lyrics pop in my head, and then I'll type them in my phone, or either I'll get a melody, and I'll sing it into my phone, and then I sit down one day and say, hey, it's time to sit down and write a song. And then I'll sit down and go back through my notes, or if there was a thought that crossed my mind and I just couldn't get off, then I'll sit down and write it, just like Stomp. I started it a couple years ago, and I couldn't get it out of my head. And Stomp is a song off my Can't Buy Southern record, Can't Buy Southern Girl. And it just hit me that I got to finish this song, or it's going to be one of those unfinished tunes that never leave my head. So I did, and it led to me finishing this entire record. And so it's different in many different ways. And sometimes if you do co-write, you meet up with somebody and you get to know them, and you collaborate. And there's many different ways in which a song comes about.
Awesome. And one thing I did find really cool as I was doing my research for this interview, you wrote a song that's played pretty often at Auburn football games called Great to Be. I thought that was pretty cool.
I did. Yeah, and Em's over there, she's probably cheering because she's an Auburn fan too.
War Eagle, everybody.
War Eagle. I went to Auburn, and that's where I love football. Every home game when I was a student, I went to the student section hours before the gate opened, and I was front row at every football game, at every home game, because I loved being
You're
up in the action.
Choir.
And, yeah. And whenever I left Auburn.
Big football fan here myself. I love it.
And being just at the in the atmosphere where you have so many people cheering on a team, it's just an incredible feeling, and it's full of ups and downs, and it's just a great feeling, and people being all painted, and I just love football, especially down south. That's our thing.
I'm not much of a pro fan, but I do love my college football.
Oh, yeah, amen. That's a Southern thing. People who aren't from here don't get it because people up north don't go that crazy over college football, but down here people are crazy over their college football.
It's like a religion down here almost.
Amen. I said something one day about Alabama, and I said, sorry, I didn't mean to insult your religion, because of my grandparents, and they thought it was so funny. I was like, that's true. That's how you people are, like, because I'm one of those people that will make fun of Alabama fans. Sorry to any of you that are listening, if you're an Alabama fan. I tend to make fun of them because, you know what, they really are the stereotype. Like, there's such this stereotypical thing about Bama fans, but they're really like that. Like, I live here. I know what it's like. People are really like that, and I'll always point it out, and I'll be like, see, that's why people think that about Alabama fans. And my grandparents just give me this look, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to insult your religion. But really, I mean, you guys just play into the stereotype.
Hey,
I definitely agree with you on that.
I feel like Auburn fans
are
like that, though.
We've only got about 30 seconds left. So, real quick, I just wanted to thank you for stopping by the show today. And you've got a open invitation back anytime.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your interview, and thank you, Em, for being an Auburn fan and supporting the Auburn Tigers, and thank you all for talking to me and allowing me to put my music out there.
Yeah,
of course.
And
it's
nice
to have an Auburn fan on the air with me before, so it's nice.
Well, until Chris Top, I said, hey.
I'll do it. And I just got to say, real quick, I just got to thank your team for setting this up for me. And they've just been incredible. So.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate it. Y'all have a wonderful evening and a good rest of the week. And I thank you for having me and for playing
Alrighty.
My music.
I think I'm gonna let you go, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right. Thank y'all so much.
And like I said, if you ever need anything from us, I don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate that, and I thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Y'all have a good all night.
You
all right,
too.
War Eagle.
Thanks, Donica.
War Eagle.
Bye. All right. Bye. Donica was awesome, wasn't she?
I feel like you asked me that question after every single guest, but yes, she was.
You know,
every single show, Cody asks me one of these two questions. He either says she was awesome, or sorry, don't want to discriminate, or that was fun.
Or that was a good show.
Every single time, or that was a good show,
you know,
wasn't it? It's like I can predict what's coming.
Basically, from the second I found out she was an Auburn fan, I was like, Em's gonna absolutely love this.
That's because you all know that Emily's blood is blue and orange. I am Auburn fan, absolutely. And Cody knows this because he's been subjected to my internet memes over Auburn. But seriously, Alabama fans really are the stereotype. Like, I feel like Auburn fans don't do that. I've only ever seen, like, one Auburn fan with a mullet, and I see, like, 1,000 Alabama ones. It's, like, 1,000-to-1 ratio. So every time I see an Alabama fan that is questionable in public, I'm like, see, Alabama fans be like that is why right there. People on the internet make fun of them because they all look like that. It is so true. Haven't you ever been out and like seen an Alabama fan that was totally the internet stereotype?
Oh yes, oh yes.
I mean, I'm sure we all have. It's just a thing. They really are their own stereotype. And everybody's like, that's me. No, it's true. Have you ever step out in Birmingham or step out in Coleman
that's
County?
Very
please.
True. It's true. Oh.
Anyways, end rant.
I'll tell you this, and you're gonna probably hate me for this, but
joy.
I was down in Florence Sunday, and I walked by some Alabama and Auburn stuff, like license plates, et cetera, et cetera, and I go, it's sacrilegious to put Alabama stuff next to Auburn stuff. That's sacrilegious right there.
It'll, like, get you hurt around here. Like, people are so crazy over their football here. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I remember when we were little, me and my cousins would be coloring, one of my friends would say, you can't put orange next to blue unless you're an Auburn fan. Like, they wouldn't put orange next to blue when we would color when we were little kids.
Right.
They're so crazy.
You know, in Tennessee, we don't have that rivalry. We've only got one team.
You only have one team, and they're not that great. But you know what?
It's true.
I can't really say a whole lot of Auburn's not the best.
I'm not arguing with you, Tennessee.
Anyway.
You know, ever since Phil Fulmer left in 2001, I think it was, we've just been pretty
screwed.
Terrible.
Yeah.
We've been pretty terrible at that point.
It's okay. You got another year. I just say you should start rooting for Auburn. I don't really know what the holdup is. That's just one extra color.
This is one. This is true. Hey, but my college team was orange, blue, and white. So.
There you go. Because you went to UTM. You can root for Auburn then.
Yeah, college was a blue, orange, and white. So there you go.
We wear blue and orange.
It's sort of.
Wallace.
And I'll tell you this. Our football team uniforms look exactly like Auburn uniforms.
Like Auburn.
I mean, down to the T.
That's how we were in high school. My school had special permission to have the same look because it's copyrighted. We wore blue and orange in high school. My college wears blue and orange, and my boys wear blue and orange. So it's perfect. Okay, anyway, I digress. Actually, one more thing. The only thing, okay, everybody knows pretty much now, by now, there's a young man in my life. The only thing wrong with him is he is an Alabama fan. So if everybody could say a prayer. No, I'm just kidding. That's so me. He is an Alabama fan. That is his only flaw so far. I'm going to try and talk him into being an Auburn fan, but you know how it is. It's really impossible.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, probably.
But, you know, I try. I told him, I said, look, I know you're an Alabama fan. I said, but my blood runs blue and orange, and if that's a problem, I need to hear about it now.
That's a problem. I need to,
But that's how it is around here. I kid you not. That's how dating is around here. People around here, like, don't want to date you if you're, well, he's not from around here. Let me preface that. But seriously, people around here, I feel like they judge their, like, Tinder matches. Like, are you an Auburn fan? Sorry, then. Like, that's so mean, but it's true. Okay, anyway. We shall move on.
It's very true. Yes, we shall.
You shall do the announcements now, right? Do we have announcements?
I have zero announcements, believe it or not, this time.
That's new.
Are you actually do you want to announce the thing we talked about or not yet?
Nope. It's a secret.
Okay. Okay.
We'll tell you
I'm
all shortly,
checking.
Though, so stay tuned.
I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure.
Nah,
because I didn't want
to,
you know.
A few more weeks and everybody gets to find out the big secret. It's not.
Okay.
Well, it is a big secret, but everybody, you can find out soon, so
it
stay
is,
tuned.
But it's not, but it is, if that makes any sense.
It's not that big of a deal, but it is a big secret, so shh.
Yeah, it really is a
you
big secret.
You all get to find out shortly.
You called me Sunday night, was it, I believe?
Indeed.
And we discussed this at length.
We did indeed, did we? Yes, we did. I understand
yes,
what you're talking about now. It's like, wait, Sunday?
Among
yeah, and I called
things.
You back Sunday night, and you never called me again. I was
yeah,
stuck,
I did.
Everyone. No, I called you back,
yeah,
and you didn't ever call me back.
Oh, yeah,
right,
I do remember
I said,
that.
Yeah, I said, I'll call you back when I get home, and I called you back, and you did not call back. You're fired.
We discussed this at length Sunday night.
Yes, indeed.
And I, for one, cannot wait.
I can't wait either, but why don't we just keep talking and tell them? No, I'm just kidding. We'll tell you all shortly. Soon,
we'll tell
out
you
the big secret. So watch my Twitter, everyone, and watch my Facebook, and listen to the show. That's all I can tell you is listen to the show and watch our social media.
Yes, especially Twitter. Mine is Weekdays with Murph. That's WKDYS with MURPH. And
that's
your Twitter
right.
is...
He spelled it like an Alabama fan. Just kidding.
Hey.
I'm just kidding. It wouldn't fit. I already know. But, you know, we're already on the Alabama thing tonight. So, hey.
This is true. And your
mine
Twitter
is at...
Is,
go ahead. You can tell them.
Is at EmilyC0915.
Which I hate, but I've had it for so long that I can't really change it because nobody
you're
would
change
understand.
It.
Yeah, like
right.
People tweet me, and I've had it for like 3 years, so I can't change it, but I really hate it.
For the longest time, about a six months into the show, I changed my handle. Mine was CodyM04, but... But I figured that wasn't
well,
too.
My timeline's so long,
quote,
so long that I don't want to change it.
Yeah, but I figured that wasn't too quote professional looking, so I changed it to what it is now.
Well, I'm gonna change mine because I've had mine forever and a day, and I don't like it. I wish when I created my Twitter back in the good old days of Dancing with the Stars season 11, whatever year that was, people, I don't even know. I created Twitter to stalk Jennifer Grey.
Oh, well.
If you really all want to know the truth.
I
yeah, so it's season 11. Dancing with the Stars is in season 22 right now, so it's been a long time.
I think that was 09
5
or
years.
Something, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, 08
or 09, something
like it. 5, 6. I'm trying to think. Let's see. How old am I? 18? 19? It's been 5 or 6 years at least because Dancing with the Stars is in season 22 right now. Or is it in 23? No, it's in 23. 22, 23.
So that was at least,
she was on season 11, so it was at least 5 years ago, because there's 2 seasons a year. Yeah, I think it was 2010. So yeah,
wow.
That's why I joined Twitter, everybody. I should have picked a better name back then, but I didn't.
I joined Twitter, I think, in maybe 09, 08, maybe.
Yeah, I think I was here early. I was here right after Anderson Cooper and Jennifer Grey, so back in the day.
Wow.
Anyways, why don't we put this show to rest?
The famous Madness.
Yes, I'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you later, girl.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the super sweet, super talented Miss Donica Knight. As of right now, I don't have any announcements to tell y'all about. That's a shocker, isn't it? anyway, I think I'm gonna end the show right here. You've been listening to Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.